Hello, everyone, and welcome to the weekly energy update for the week of March 31st, 2024. I'm Renee Spears, a spirit guide channeler and spiritual mentor, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Bozeman, Montana. Every Sunday, I share the energy for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy Easter! Today's Easter Sunday. Easter is always a time of hope, of renewal, and new beginnings. And April brings that hopeful, awakened energy of spring. A big part of that is because of Aries. We are still in Aries season until the 19th. Aries is known as that first spark of life, and that spark amps up even more this week. Mercury goes retrograde in Aries tomorrow until the 25th. Venus moves into Aries on Thursday for the whole month. And then the big event of the year, the total solar eclipse in Aries, is next week on the 8th. So to say this week will be intense would be an understatement. If you're feeling anxious, unsettled, you can't sleep, or agitated, you're not alone. The weight of the world feels heavier right now. We're smack in the middle of eclipse season with the energy building toward the solar eclipse. And then the universe throws in a Mercury retrograde on April Fool's Day, no less. So well played, universe, well played. Normally, I don't think of Mercury retrograde as that big of a deal, I gotta tell you. It just kind of gets a bad rap. But this one is gonna be a wild ride. Mercury is about to enter trickster mode. You will be saying you can't make this shit up multiple times this week. Mercury retrogrades tend to bring delays, lost mail, and malfunctioning tech. Mercury retrograde is the time to slow down, to rethink and redo things. But slowing down isn't easy for Aries. It's a forward-moving energy, not a slow-down-and-think energy. This combo is like oil and water. So plot twists are going to happen. Let's accept that right now. This is a frustrating time and probably full of drama. So a sense of humor is your best way through. So what you can't do is get caught up in self-doubt. So instead, as much as you can, think of this time as a blessing in disguise. There are no coincidences right now. Eclipse time is a fated time. Everything that happens is an opportunity for us to reflect on whether we're living authentically. This time is all about making sure we're on the right track in our lives. So the doubt comes in, though, when it seems like things just don't make sense. How could my delayed flight possibly be for my highest good? How could losing my phone be fated? So our normal human response to things like this would be to get frustrated, maybe even angry. But we can use this time to practice responding differently. To accept, to allow, to flow with life, not against it. We can't eliminate hardships from our lives, but we can transform our relationship with them. We can learn to navigate hardships with greater clarity and inner peace. With Mercury in Aries, it's also important to think before speaking and not jump to conclusions. Aries is known for its fiery, combustible, and passionate energy. I mean, after all, it is the god of war. This intensity can sometimes lead to extreme temper tantrums. And with Mercury in the mix, this will show up as miscommunication. So double check your text messages and emails and think before speaking to avoid saying something that you're going to regret later. Err on the side of reflection rather than reaction. Also this week, Venus moves into Aries on Thursday the 4th until the 29th. So this whole month is full of passionate energy and relationships. This is the time to make the first move with someone. This is the time to take it to the next level. And if your sex life has been a little boring, this is the time to spice it up. We'll also feel more courageous, daring, and impulsive this month. Do not buy any big ticket items or dramatically change your life without sleeping on it first. Things are going to feel urgent, but they aren't. There's enough time. And that urgent, frantic pace will be amping up all week leading toward the solar eclipse on the 8th. We're in volatile energy, and you can almost feel it crackling in the air. So give yourself some extra time and build in some wiggle room in your schedule. Rest, reflection, and emergency naps are recommended. So carve out time to process everything that's coming up and avoid any rash decisions. We're going to feel motivated and ready to get moving on our plans, but there's no hurry. There's plenty of time. If it's fated, it's going to work out anyway. So when it's fated, it's pretty hard to fuck it up. So knowing that, you can slow down. You can take your time. You can double down on self-care and then ride this crazy energy out. And we want to take our time because next week's solar eclipse is probably the most intense energy of the year. Not only is the eclipse total and in Aries, but it's also making an exact conjunction to Chiron. So talk about intense in-your-face healing. Solar eclipses are all about huge new beginnings that can totally turn us upside down. And this one in particular turns us upside down with huge realizations about ourselves and our lives. We have the hard realization that our lives aren't going how we want. We may feel stuck and like we aren't making progress. And yeah, this is discouraging, especially if you've been working really hard and trying and you just aren't getting anywhere. But it's important to be patient and kind to ourselves and approach this time with a calm and gentle mindset, even though that probably is going to be really hard to do. So we are energetically supported this month with the numerology of April. April is a 3 month in numerology. The energy of the number 3 is associated with optimism and a positive outlook on life. We feel more cheerful, enthusiastic, and hopeful during this time. It's a great month to be creative, do something artistic, and just have fun and enjoy life, especially by connecting with our people. So make some plans to hang out with your favorite people this month. My mom is coming for a visit this week, so it couldn't be a more perfect time for that. Okay, so to recap, we're in the thick of an intense, life-changing eclipse season. And Mercury retrograde comes along to help us rethink if this is how we want our lives to be. Often we don't make changes when things are calm, easy, and going well. It's when things are stirred up and we're thrown off track that we get the big realizations about what we want and what's important to us. And thanks to the eclipses, these changes are meant to be, so we can't fuck them up. So allow yourself to marvel at the magic of life this week. And laugh. Like the best way through this is with a sense of humor and plenty of laughter. So this week is my anniversary. I have been in business for 5 years. And in those 5 years, I've had 2,055 appointments. So I've kind of got the spirit guide channeling thing down now. So if you haven't had a reading yet, now's your chance. I am having an anniversary sale for the next week. 30-minute appointments and 30-minute gift certificates are only $55, and I have an anniversary special deal too. You can get 5 30-minute sessions for only $250. So if you don't need a reading now, buy yourself a gift certificate for when you do in the future, or stock up with readings for the rest of the year with the 5-session package. So I will put a link in the show notes to the sale, or you can go to my website, abundology.com. So thank you so much for supporting me and my business for the past 5 years. Thank you for listening and sharing my podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hang in there this week. Next week, we'll be doing a deep dive on the solar eclipse. It's a biggie. So happy Easter, everyone.